Hey, Kindlers, Ty Cullen here, and I made a post in the Kindle Castro Facebook group that kind of spoke to the point of, you know, most people fail with online courses, most people fail with programs that teach them how to make money, not because the course is not any good or because the course is lacking, but because their why is not big enough, right? Because their reason for succeeding with the course is not big enough. And if you actually want to read that post, I think it's very enlightening. Go into the Kindle Castro Mastermind group or follow me on Facebook and you can go in and read that post. And then as a reply, one of the comments on that post that came from Anja, I hope I'm saying your name correctly, Anja. She asked me, she said, Ty, well, maybe you can create a video that shows how do you find out what your why is? Because for some people, it can be challenging, right? Understanding what is that reason that's big enough for you to go in and make this course work, or make whichever course it is that you're going through, whatever training program it is that you're going through, work to the point that you get results, right? And you get results that you want, and even better. I think it's a very good question, because a lot of people struggle with finding their why. I came to the conclusion that it's going to be totally different for so many people. Before I started to have a family and children, my why was I just wanted to drive a nice car, or I wanted to, you know, be able to eat at a nice restaurant, or just eat what I wanted to without money being the determining factor. So that was my why before I had this family and other obligations and responsibilities, right? So sometimes your why could be self-serving. It could be something that's look really not meaningful to other people, and that's okay, as long as you have something that is going to push you when you need to be pushed, something that's going to help you to shoot for using more of your potential than you may currently be using at the moment. You know, now as I'm at a different stage in life, this is my why, right? My why is my daughter, Summer. She's like, Dad, I don't want to be on the video. But it's, you know, she likes to do things like ballet. We just came from ballet class, right? So she loves ballet and dance and cheer and things like that. All the stuff that my parents, not that I wanted to do ballet or cheer or dance or any of that stuff, but, you know, if I wanted to do activities that required a significant amount of money to do them, my parents couldn't afford that stuff, right? If I wanted to go to college, it was up to me. I had to pay for it, so my parents couldn't afford that. They couldn't afford to help me out with that. So Summer's my why, right? My other children are my why. So you have to have things that you look at as an individual and you use those as your rocket fuel when you're not disciplined or when you're not determined enough, right? And everyone gets to those periods where we don't have it in us, where we struggle, right? We struggle with maybe getting out of bed. It's part of being human. We struggle with staying focused when we're going through a training. We struggle with completing it, right? A lot of people, some people even struggle with, they'll buy a course and never even start it, right? And that's very, very, it's very normal. There's nothing wrong with you. It's part of being human. But when you have those whys that help to push you in the right direction. Listen, as many of you know, I have something called sickle cell anemia, right? Which is a blood disorder. It's a chronic blood disorder. One of my whys for making sure that I stay out of the hospital and that I make sure that my health is at the best level that it can be is I want to make sure that, you know, when Summer gets to a point where she's graduating from high school or college, or when she wants to, you know, she might meet that young man and wants to get married, I'm there and I can attend. So that helps me to stay away from the things that I shouldn't be dealing with that are bad for people that have sickle cell anemia, like staying away from coffee, or making sure that I'm getting the right amount of sleep when I feel tired, or making sure that I eat properly, right? So those are all of my reasons for making sure that I do what I need to do when I need to do it, all right? And that's discipline. That's the definition of discipline. The definition of having discipline is doing things that you know you should do even when you don't feel like doing it. So find your why. Your why could be yourself. You know, my mom was my why at one point. My mom grew up in an environment where she had to work, right? So a 9-to-5 was the thing. It was just working and taking care of her children. And I wanted to show her a different life. So I wanted to reward my mom for taking care of me as a kid and just being there for me and for my brothers and sisters as well.
And I knew that that was something that she wasn't going to be able to do on her own. So I took it upon myself to be able to do it and give back to my mother and show her a different life, something that she may not have experienced on her own, because she was always so busy giving to her family, giving to me and the other children or her grandchildren. All right. So your why comes in so many different forms. You know, right now, the new Corvettes are out. The Corvette C8. Right, it's a $100,000 plus car when you get all of the additions to it and you really soup it up. That's one of my whys right now. So that's one of my whys, and it's a foolish why, right? There's no money in cars. Cars are a loss of money, but it's something that I want to do, and I'm going to do things that are legal and that give back to other people that allow me to reward myself to get that. All right, as my shirt says, I'm gonna go in and publish more digital real estate on Amazon so that I can make Amazon pay for it, right? So that's what I teach. I teach digital real estate, and I show you guys how to go in and really use this stuff to help support your whys. So Andre, I hope that really helps you. I hope that gives you an answer. Let me know. I mean, who is it that's in your life right now that can be used as your why? Do you have children? Do you have a husband? Do you have family members, right, that can be used as your why? Do you have people that you want to inspire and motivate? You know, and your why's changed throughout life, because at one point in my life it was me wanting to show people that were around me, my family and my friends, that there is a different way of living, and if I worked hard enough and did this and made things work, right, not just wish that things worked and hope that it worked, but made it work and gave myself this ultimatum where it must work. That's the thing. You have to give yourself an ultimatum where it must work, not think, man, this would be nice if it worked. This would be awesome. So that was my why at one point, is getting myself to a point and improving myself enough so that I motivated and inspired other people. You know, another one of my whys was I used to work at Walgreens Pharmacy, and I worked 44 to 50 hours a week there. And I had some great bosses, and I also had bosses that were not so great, that were, you know, just tyrants. And at one point my why was, listen, I gotta get away from this job. I'm giving Walgreens 44 to 50 hours of my life every single week that I could be doing other things with. And this was before I had children and a wife. My why was getting freedom for myself. So your why comes in so many different areas. I don't think that some people say, you know, you have to have trials and tribulations to have a why and to drive you. Like, you have to, someone commented on one of my posts about the same subject, as a matter of fact, and they said that when you are deprived of something, sometimes that can be your reason for having a why and driving you, right? So he also said that the person who's a trust fund kid who knows that he's getting $1 million doesn't necessarily have a why. And, you know, I disagree with that. I greatly disagree with that. Your why could be, you know, I want to take this money and help other people that may not have the luxury of having someone leave them, you know, a trust fund. Your why comes in so many different forms. Look around you, think about it, think long and hard, and think about what your why for this moment could be, because it's always going to change. So Andre and everyone else that's watching, I hope this has helped you out. Let me know. Comment below, what is your why? Like, you know what your why is, and you know when you're serious about it, you're not afraid to share with anyone else, right? Like my mom being my why at that point when she was my why, she's no longer here with us. But I was never shameful or embarrassed or too shy to say, hey, my mom is the reason why I hustle right now, right? Just like I'm not too shameful or embarrassed to say Summer, who doesn't want to be on camera now, is my why. All right, so there you go. See you. Post why you have your why. Who, what is your why? All right, is your why something, you know, like me, where right now it's kind of foolish and you want to go get a Lamborghini or a Ferrari? That's fine, you know. So post it, share it, put yourself on a hot spot. I'll see you.